Warning. The Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Item number, SCP-8595. Containment class, safe. Special containment procedures. SCP-8595 is contained in a standard insect enclosure in Site-322's Wildlife Department. As SCP-8595 does not biologically differ from non-anomalous members of its species, standard temperature regulations and habitat constructions have been implemented. SCP-8595 follows a strict diet and will refuse certain foods. See addenda for further information. Description: SCP-8595 is an American cockroach, which believes itself to be a restaurant critic. SCP-8595 is sapient and sentient, but is not capable of speech. When presented with any consumable item, and any method of writing, SCP-8595 will eat the item and will write a review of it, the interior of the location where the item was eaten, the service, and the concept of the restaurant, combining these elements into a rating out of 5 stars. It is assumed that SCP-8595 either believes itself to be human, or that cockroaches should be allowed to eat at restaurants, as seen by multiple complaints on its Yelp, about it being run out of restaurants, long waits for seating, being ignored, having items thrown at it, or being sprayed with chemicals. The former is the likely scenario, as references to SCP-8595's insectoid form and the issues of being an insect and attempting to eat human-sized meals are outright ignored or glossed over in its reviews. Addendum 8595.1, Feeding Attempts. It was quickly discovered that SCP-8595 would not consume the feed it was given in its enclosure, dubbing it gutter swill in a review. While non-anomalous cockroaches can live approximately 30 days without food, it is unknown if this is still applied to SCP-8595, given its anomalous state. The loss of SCP-8595 in this way would be considered a breach of Foundation protocol. As a result, Site-322 organized the creation of Cafe-322, a restaurant made solely to convince SCP-8595 to eat. Items: a fresh Granny Smith apple. Result: after being presented with the apple, SCP-8595 crawled along the surface for 15 seconds before beginning to eat. It then wrote the following review on a nearby laptop. Review: Cafe-322. A mess. Would you be impressed by a soccer player bragging about their kicking ability? No, I wouldn't think so. Being able to kick a ball is below the bar I expect from a professional athlete. A restaurant announcing its use of fresh ingredients conjures similar feelings in me. At Cafe 322, the thought of, okay, what else, remains lingering throughout the dining experience. Cafe 322's idea of fine dining follows along the line of a less is more concept. Constraint is the boon of creativity, and I can appreciate when an artist can operate within cramped walls and create something beautiful despite it. Cafe 322's understanding of the less is more concept led them to drab, blank walls, a cold, artless metal table, uniforms that invoke the feeling of being at your 9-to-5, and blinding hospital lights. I was lucky enough to be offered the chef's tasting menu. Imagine my rage and dismay when I was presented with a single green apple on a white plastic plate. Between the time it took for the server to walk this course from the kitchen to my table, the apple fell to its side and was disgustingly placed back upright by said server. I'm left at a crossroads. I can continue with this review, relaying the taste of an apple all of you have eaten in one form or another during your lives, or I can do what Cafe 322 did, and stop trying before I even get started. After this sentence, it should be clear which road I went down. 1 out of 5 stars. Despite being told Cafe 322 listened to its critique, SCP-8595 refused to consume any meal produced by the restaurant out of principle and reassumed its hunger strike. Foundation researchers transformed an unoccupied dorm in one of Site 322's sublevels into a concept restaurant inspired by minimalism entitled Mal. Items: crisp tortilla with powdered Oaxaca cheese and spices, deconstructed BLT, and dessert eggs. Result: SCP-8595 was given each item one at a time, and consumed parts of each while taking notes in between its course. Review: Malicious. What I've always enjoyed about the art form, yes, art form of culinary expression, is how a head chef, owner, etc., can imbue themselves into a product and give their patrons a sense of who they are. Mal does no such things. Taking minimalism to its extreme, to the point I'm unsure what the artists behind this work are trying to make me feel. Black, windowless walls, cold, ice-white marble tables, and uncomfortable metal seating, and deliberately boring plating left me feeling I entered more the uncanny valley than I did a high-end restaurant. Mal offers a seasonal chef's menu, which I attempted to indulge in. The first course, a twist on nachos, as it was described to me, was tortilla triangles, fried and seasoned with a spice mix. The chips were cold, as if they'd never touched oil, but punched me with a lot of flavor. This was my favorite dish, specifically for the odd blue seasoning a few chips had sprinkled on them. They were delicious, but few and far between. But the flavor of this blue seasoning was absolutely delicious. I would eat a bowl of this alone. The deconstructed bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich bored me. I'm at a loss because I'm sure everyone here has had a BLT in their lives, and it's arguably a perfect sandwich. Mal, in its desire to conquer God, reinvented this perfect sandwich and made it a hassle to eat properly. These two dishes displayed my most glaring qualm. I do not mind eating with my hands, however, there should be a reason. I could have very easily been presented with a BLT, but no, that wasn't different enough. The dessert eggs were an interesting idea, but were executed poorly. I've never been a fan of molecular gastronomy. I was once presented with a small caviar-sized orb of a red liquid in a bowl and was told that it was tomato soup. These dessert eggs were flavorless, tasting more of sweetness than anything else. When I asked my waiter what the flavors were, the eggs were all in different colors and had no discernible theme or pattern, she picked one up, smushed it between her fingers, smelled it, and told me, "Buttered popcorn," and then ate it herself. That level of care told me all I needed to know about Mal. Good ideas, and some good flavors, but bad execution. 2 out of 5 stars. SCP-8595 again entered a hunger strike, refusing to try the new chef's menu at Mal, retry Cafe 322, or eat its Foundation-supplied sustenance. This continued for 3 days. After discussing with Overwatch Command, researchers were given carte blanche on SCP-8595's containment. Under a Foundation front company, Site 322 recruited Michelin-starred chef to create and prep a three-course meal. A sub-basement floor was torn down and reconstructed into Red Bell, with oversight from three Foundation interior designers. The space was crafted to resemble a high-end American steakhouse, with custom-made wood panels on the walls, a full bar, hand-built tables, and imported cutlery. Researchers Julianne and Julian Hoover were trained to be servers and were given formal uniforms. Items: beef tartare served with bell pepper slaw, jalapeno spears, raw egg yolk, capers, beef bone marrow, and crostini. A Wagyu tasting consisting of three thin and seared pieces of Japanese A5 Wagyu, Australian Wagyu, and Kobe beef, with a wasabi crema. Prime rib topped with lobster meat, accompanied by Yukon Gold mash, beef and lobster au jus, and truffle mac and cheese. Result: SCP-8595 was given each course and a wine pairing. In between each course, SCP-8595 took notes on the provided laptop. While attempting to drink the wine paired with its first course, SCP-8595 fell into the cup and had to be fished out by waitstaff. Review: Red Bell, Red Flag. If you've been a reader of mine for any length of time, you'll know minimalism, or the less is more concept, have never been my favorite school of thought. I most definitely commend when a chef works within self-imposed constraints to give their guests the best time, and I have enjoyed minimalist restaurants. Red Bell is a maximalist restaurant. Everything in Red Bell, from the waitstaff to the tables, from the bar to the plates my meals were served on, kicked and screamed of the need to be taken seriously. It was almost too perfect that I began questioning if I was, in fact, in a real restaurant. Describe a high-end steakhouse to your friend who's never heard of restaurants before, and then have that friend tell an alien that same information. What the alien creates will not be too dissimilar to what Red Bell I was presented with. The beef tartare was chewy, and with every chew, I was reminded that I was eating a dead animal. The bell pepper slaw was a tasty addition, but I expected to see more bell pepper from a restaurant named Red Bell. This is the only time you'll see any bell pepper on any dish. The Wagyu tasting, of course, good. It's Wagyu. It's the best steak you can get in the world. The insultingly small rectangle of meat I was given were cooked to a nearly perfect medium rare. I will not give the steak restaurant their accommodation for serving me the best meat in the world, and respect myself as a critic afterwards. I can buy Wagyu from a butcher and cook it just as well, and it would taste just as good. If this restaurant sold only their sauces, they'd receive 5 stars from me. The wasabi crema was a treat that cut through the fatness of the Wagyu, though slightly muted in flavor. The monstrous prime rib meal displayed every single issue I have with Red Bell, and is the antithesis of fine dining condensed into a singular course. This entire meal was as if they went to the streets of Las Vegas and asked the drunken men and their wives what they just spent $5,000 on in some gaudy, overpriced embarrassment of a restaurant. Who in their right mind puts lobster meat on a prime rib? Who in their right mind serves rich, buttery mashed potatoes with rich, buttery truffle mac and cheese? Everything on that plate, by itself, was good. Maybe even great. The au jus, of course, was the star. However, I cannot, in good conscience, and as someone who respects the culinary art, recommend anyone partake in this sham of a restaurant. SCP-8595 resumed its hunger strike, refusing to eat at any of the above restaurants, despite protestations and attempts to reason with it from researchers. Another meeting with Overwatch Command was held, and a new restaurant idea was floated, but it was assumed that the Foundation's efforts would be in vain. After the data from all of SCP-8595's reviews were compiled, a pattern was established, and a new and likely final restaurant was organized, Carpay. Items: Site-322's dumpster was moved indoors and placed in an empty supply closet. Result: SCP-8595 was laid inside, re-emerging after 2 hours and 19 minutes. Review: Carpay. Scrumptious. 5 stars.